I just want to make a big point. The meeting of the delegates is not in the bylaws. We can just continue to meet as a local station board. I have all the bylaws references in front of me. We can save time by just meeting. We continue to meet as the meeting of the LLC.
There's no point.
Dan Aaron. Chuck Anderson.
Here.
Ankine Antaram.
Here.
Rodrigo Argueta. Fred Blair.
Present.
Lydia Berton.
Here.
John Crumcho.
Present.
John DeCimio.
Here.
Ariana Gladney.
Ready.
Ted Graywall.
Present.
Leonard Eisenberg.
Here.
Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Fred Clunder.
Here.
Jim Lafferty.
Here.
Brenda Medina.
Present.
Dutch Merritt.
Here.
Margie Murray.
Present.
Michael Novick.
Present.
John Parker.
Present.
Steve Fry.
Here.
Summer Reed.
Present.
Lawrence Reyes.
Present.
John Wenger.
Present.
Lamont Yakey.
Present.
Second time, Ken Aaron.
If there's no objection, the officers of the LLC will continue as the delegates, as the officers of the delegates.
Ken just walked in. Ken, are you here?
Yeah.
Here. The possible approval of the agenda?
Second.
Any objections? Seeing none, moving forward.
Did we get minutes for pre-season?
Yeah. I set up the delegate.
Can you call for a motion to approve the minutes?
I move to approve the minutes from our last delegates meeting, which I believe is when we voted on the bylaws.
Second.
Any objections?
No.
Seeing none, we'll move on. So. Seeing none, the minutes stand approved. So we'll move on to the second item, the election of the community director. Okay, the staff nominations for director are Rodrigo Argueta, John Crumshaw, and Jim Lafferty. Any objection to alphabetical order? Do you forget that?
Well, thank you very much. I work for the benefit of the foundation. That's the main objective, to be part of the local station board and also to be running for the national board. At the national level, we got to find out a permanent executive director. And given the diversity that is now here in the USA, it's really important that we do have, you know, different voices and different preferences and different ideas of, you know, what we want to achieve with the foundation. The over and over the foundation has been said that it's broken. The human resources that are out there are, you know, enough to actually rescue the foundation and also its different training stations. As part of the programming committee, as part of the inclusion committee, I have done different resources and different studies, you know, actually different studies on how, you know, the complexity of our demographic situation is. We got to give voices, but also we have to be the echo of those who raise, even here, this localization board, who raise, you know, some issues about investigations of things that are not working fine. We have to address, we have to think into that, you know, and do those investigations to, in order to find out, you know, what is failing. We cannot blame only the programmers, or we cannot blame only the staff here or okay. We really have to think for, you know, the origin of the different, you know, problems that we have at the foundation. So I ask you to vote for me. I have really good experience, you know, doing, you know, or presenting this board actually. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I have the microphone challenge. I love moving closer. I have had the opportunity to serve on the board, and I really have enjoyed the opportunity to meet with people who have different kinds of ideas and ways of trying to move the vision forward. I have had long conversations with people on both sides of the aisle, if this were the traditional split between Democrats and Republicans. And I think that I am most interested in continuing what I did in classrooms, which was to help my students with conflict resolution, to let them express themselves and encourage others to respect their voices. I am continuing with my legal studies. I have the JD and I have to pass the bar so that I can become officially an attorney on the people's side. But I have been working with attorneys to try to bring social justice issues to the fore. And I think that that is in keeping with what happens in Pacifica. We really work alone. There's no other media outlet that does what we do. And we need to strengthen it. We need to bring to the board the diverse opinions and ideas of all. And I'm someone who will listen and say that you can always talk to. And I really would appreciate your vote for this opportunity. Thank you.
Well, I can agree. We've been well served. If either the two gentlemen, the brothers, were first elected, I don't have any problem with that at all. I don't feel I'm running against that at all. Other than doing the obvious things that a national board member does, and I've been on a number of national boards, I'm doing the same thing. The only point I want to make, and what would be kind of central to why I am running, was pretty much central to why I agreed to run for the local station board. We are a divided board. There are aisles or slates or whatever. And I just want to reflect that I looked at the minutes of the board meetings here over the last couple of years. Yes, I suppose I have most often voted for a particular slate that I ran in, but I've often endorsed the motions of voted for and voted on behalf of those on the quote-unquote other side of the aisle with whom I may have some fundamental disagreements about the direction of the station, but when they have good ideas, I vote for them. I think the record's pretty good on that. The national board is just as contentious. These are good political people, and it's just as contentious at the national level as it is at local level. And I would like to think that that I might be able to bring a little bit of harmony to that national board, and that would, in addition to doing all the other things I would expect to do as a board member, that would be my main reason for exactly wanting to do it, because we can pull together more often, be less divided, less simply lockstep on one side of the aisle than the other.
Thank you. Questions from the board? Is that kind of? I was going to
come
up. We're queuing up.
Okay, we're going to take all the questions first, and then we will have the responses after the board has asked the questions and the public has the questions. Mr. Langer.
Thanks, I prefer there's an article in the bylaws which states that LSBs can ask for additional power from the PNB to turn themselves into boards of directors, and if this were to happen, what would happen is we would still be a subcommittee of the PNB, and this power can be revoked at any time. But for example, right now we don't have the ability to unilaterally fire the manager. We don't have the ability to unilaterally fire the programming director. That ability could be given to us by the PNB. And so my question is, and by getting more power, we can actually become a board of directors as contrasted to a second board of advisors. We have the community advisory board. Clearly, that's the advisory board. What is this board? It also gives advice. And so why do we have two boards? We're acting as a second advisory board. I think we should become a board of directors. And I ask each of you what your position is on this point.
We're starting a queue. Ten people can ask questions of the candidate. So not hearing questions, go to public room.
Not hearing any questions?
Well, then, you know,
that was,
no, you're going to
take questions
for the questions.
Could the candidates say what experience they've had previously, if any, on the Pacific National Board, and what experience they've had on the CND committee and LSB members?
Sure. Any further questions? Seeing none, Mr. Aaron?
What committees of the National Board would you be willing to participate in, and what would be your overall agenda in terms of improving the network, not KPSK, but the network?
Any further questions? Seeing none, I'm going to open it up to the public for comments and questions. So if that's it, we're going to set it up now.
Sure. I'd like to ask to what extent you would rely on your individual judgment, or if not, to whom would you consult on the issues that come up, including the LSB or members of the local community here, and how you would do that? Would you have written reports which have been promised in the past and have never been fulfilled consistently by anybody? Would you have separate report back meetings, which happens occasionally, even when I think Dave did that once or twice, but nobody else has. And to what degree are you, despite your background, are you clear thinking independently of factional or ideological pressures to in the best interest of the foundation and the network? We need people, I think, who are clear thinking, who can work together cooperatively, not afraid to be candid without being insulting, and to really promote the National Board in a way that it really needs to, by and large over the years. I mean, all along before the present people are on, it's been quite dysfunctional, in my view, in terms of the long-term health of the foundation, or it wouldn't be in financial and other troubles that we're in now. So, also, do you think some changes need to be made in the bylaws and in the functioning of the National Board to make it healthier and more functional and more productive? These are a lot of questions, but I think they're relevant, and I'd like to hear some answers from the candidates.
Thank you. I fully support John Wenger's premise that this board, starting 2013, must get its cojones in order. And by that I mean understanding what is a board, what is a fiduciary responsibility to the listeners at large, to the listeners who are never outreached to properly, nor by stations, nor by the board. This has been historically. There are less and less opportunities on air for the listener to engage, not just with the management, but with each other, to be listened to each other, and then be explaining to them what has been going on at their station, powered by the people. So
So if this is not looked into seriously right away and the change of outcomes about seriously within the programming grid, then everything is for naught. And the petition, I will be urging a petition to remove the Madison team as soon as possible so that this board can really do what it needs to do finally. Thank you.
Thank you both.
Any further comments? Seeing none, we'll move forward.
Dr. Wendy, in terms of how seriously we got to take our role in the local extension board and how strict we got to be. After all, it doesn't matter whether GGM is good or not. After all, the local decision was good or not. GMs go and buy. But they come and they go. We remain. We remain with the responsibility to improve our radio station. And by that, we improve our institution, the Pacific. We do have the power. You know, we read here, you know, it says, to work with the station management to ensure the station programming fulfills the purposes of the foundation. Okay, right there, it's really clear. We have to make sure that management do follow the guidelines that we provide. You know, sure, I will be more than willing to support, you know, the measurement. I don't understand why, you know, many of the programmers are being accused, you know, and blamed because of the bad programming, but there is no process to give, you know, a good training. There's not a process to give a good outreach for the people. Cannot blame one part of the institution where on the head, you know, doesn't have the capacity sometimes, you know, to actually implement the measurement to solve the situation. It's easy to just look for scapegoats. And our organization is in suffering that, you know. So I was part of the local of the programming committee, as you know, and when we went there, we did the work that we were, you know, supposed to do. And to give a correction, Israel, the last time when I was asked to provide written report, I did provide my written report. As I said, I fulfilled my word, and now move that we have, you know, as representatives, the capacity to provide the information that we are doing here to all our constituencies, because it is not possible. Okay.
Yes, thank you for giving me this opportunity to.
And that's the kind of advice I'd be looking for example, how to make the mic work. And I'm serious that those little things that we do are the things that we do to make things better for one another and to improve our communication. So I did speak with John about this issue, and I will express my point of view, the same point of view that I gave to him, that we started as an advisory board, and in order to move to a different direction and become a real board, we have to start by giving good advice. And that means that we as a board here have to be united in the kinds of information that we present, so that somebody can come to a meeting and believe that we are really credible, that we have the kind of moral authority to move forward in another direction. And if we can accomplish that, then we can look at making changes. But we have to accomplish that first. And I think that's extremely important, to be good, sound advice givers. Now, as far as the PMD experience, I come to it with fresh eyes. I would be looking at it for the first time to see what it was like. I served on this board and became chair immediately, and people told me what a wonderful experience it would be. Everything that I could have hoped for, I experienced, and I would hope to do the same thing with the On that note, I would thank you very much for your consideration. I would appreciate you both.
Thank you.
I've not thought about it, but it's an interesting idea. I think I understand why you're proposing it. I'm not unsympathetic to how it was that for the coach. I was just going to see why it may not be a good idea. I'd like to explore it further. I really don't have an opinion on it. One of the things I'd be most interested in on the national board, frankly, is taking a look at our bylaws. We're always complaining about the bylaws, and then we don't do much about them. Maybe it's my attorney background. I don't know what it is, but I'd be happy to plunge into that, not only when it comes to the national elections, but when it comes to the whole operation, the operation of this board, the interface between this board and the national board. That's something that I think, if we did it, I think we'd operate a lot more smoothly, probably a lot less languishly than we do at present. The other thing I would be doing, because I don't have prior experience on this particular national board, I'd be looking at people like Sarah Franklin and Lydia and Michael, who am I missing? Aaron, Ken Aaron, people who've been on the national board, who have experience on the national board. I expect a good orientation. Do you orientate new board members when they come?
Sufficiently that we could do more, but yes, to an extent, I mean, people are always learning towards the members.
I find that we do that with the Lawyers Guild local board, and we didn't all do it. Since we've been doing it, it's really helped. And I would look to all of those folks, all of whom are deeply involved, and all of whom I agree with, and more or less different issues sometimes I don't. But I would look to them for a good bit of background on the board. And as I say, perhaps understanding their point of view better than I may at the moment, perhaps be able to do what I said I wanted to do in the first place, which was to try to bring as much harmony forward as possible.
Thank you.
Sally,
you're going to move on to distributing the ballots?
I'm telling you.
Because there are more than two candidates, and this election is not necessarily the one with the most votes that wins. If the candidate that you most prefer ends up with the fewest votes, they will be eliminated. And you can avoid your vote being thrown away by ranking another candidate. So it might be wise to rank more than one candidate on this ballot. Preferably, you put the number of your ranking, one being highest rank, next to the name. If you put no number, I will interpret this from top to bottom as your ranking.
Pardon?
There's only one candidate.
There's only one staff person.
Right.
So
this election
is for
one person.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay.
But it could be that on the first round, nobody gets the majority vote. In which case, the lowest vote getter will be thrown away, and his votes will be distributed if the voters have ranked the second choice. So in that, if nobody wins majority in the first round, it's the voters of the candidate who lost that may determine the outcome.
Yeah, that's how IRB voted.
That's how IRB works. It's the second choice of the people who voted for the losing candidate will get additional votes, and could at that point pull ahead of the front runner who did not get a majority.
No, I'm just pulling up from
there. Can anybody answer, please? Are we voting for one person or two people?
One state.
One state.
Please hold up your vote so they can be collected.
You can vote for somebody with the second choice here to vote for it
first.
Right.
Thank you.
It's okay, I'm not running.
How many votes did you have?
24.
Okay.
Rodrigo. John. Rodrigo. John. John. Rodrigo. Rodrigo. John. Rodrigo. 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 John. Rodrigo. John. Rodrigo. Rodrigo. John. Rodrigo. Rodrigo. John. 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 For Rodrigo has first ranking. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
You want a coin?
No. Well, well. Maybe.
You're going to need a coin.
And I don't
see what he does.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Right. I'll hand you the coin. John.
I have coin. But yeah. Although other candidates have been ranked, at this point, the other candidates
are eliminated,
having no first ranked ballot, which these are the two remaining candidates. They are equal. A coin toss determined the loser because one will be eliminated.
Yeah.
And it's whoever's left wins regardless of their number of votes. So it's between Rodrigo and John. I will have Rodrigo call this coin to decide who will call the next car.
Oh, wow.
And that next car will be
so Rio, call it in the air, head to tail.
Can you tell me the two sides which is what? I know my audience is going on the rear.
Look at the other side. Okay. If he calls correctly, shall we have it that he wins the election?
Yes. Okay.
It will be heads or tails.
He calls
if it lands on what you call when it's in the air, then Rodrigo is eliminated. If it comes up other than as you call it in the air, then you are eliminated.
Okay. Heads.
You want to look? Looks to me like heads.
I am very honored to join Michael
is declared
the winner as the coin toss winner.
You want to go to Vegas after the meeting?
Is there any objection to the alphabetical reading of the listener nomination?
No. The name can be read out how they want to go forward. Yeah, first name, then the name.
So I'm going to read the names for the nominations. Fred Blair, Lydia Barton, Ariana Gladney, Tim Kaufman, Fred Klender, Brenda Medina, Michael Novick, Summer Reed, Lawrence Reyes, Dr. Wenger.
Are
there any objections to the listener candidate statement being read in alphabetical order?
In a point of order. My understanding is that a sitting treasurer.
He says it says opposite.
All right, then I withdraw it. So Michael cannot serve as a candidate.
He removed it already. He just removed it because he thought he couldn't. My understanding after talking to Harry, perhaps he could. So now it's moved. Thank you, Fred.
Mr. Blair?
I'm removing my name too.
The names that have been removed are Fred Blair, Ariana Gladney, Fred Klender, and Michael Novick. The standing nominations are Lydia Barton, Tim Kaufman, Brenda Medina, Summer Reed, Lawrence Reyes, and Dr. Wenger. So we'll start with the statement. Ms. Barton?
Mike.
Well, of course, I've served on the PNB over a number of years, and let me start with this in case I get cut off.
So, pardon? 1 minute.
Oh, okay. So, So this last year, when we had the motion, and I just want to give an example of the kinds of things that come up before the board. There were a couple of motions when we were at an in-person meeting, one of which was to cut our budget by $1 million. And then the other one, which was defeated and our other directors voted for it, was to not get the information about why we were cutting. And the one reason that I am on the board is to get information, to make informed decisions, and I am just adamant about having all those issues that should be in public session instead of secret skull and bones types of meetings that some people are given to. I also am here to give to Pacifica. Therefore, this is not a career move for me. Back in the day, the ED and the chair of the board offered me the KPSK GM position. I don't know how many people know that. I turned it down. When other positions have come available, I turned it down. Because for me, this is a position to give, not a career move for myself. And so I do commit to the fact that if I sit on the board, that's what I'm going to be on the board for, is to be on the nonprofit board, to give of my time, to give of my resources. It's my priority, even though I'm affiliated with other regions and stuff. I always schedule these meetings first. Everything else takes the second place. Thank you.
Thank you. The next candidate, in alphabetical order.
Well, I'm running for the first time this year after being treasurer for 2 years. I do think that one of the most critical areas that we need expertise on is about the finances, and having been treasurer and served on the National Finance Committee gives me a lot of information about all of the stations and the network. I'm not sure why you're so confused about why we needed cuts last year. It was pretty obvious if you looked at our financials. We had $170,000 deficit last year, and as much as I wrote reports and talked about it, nobody seemed interested on this board. And Lydia voted twice to approve an unbalanced budget. I think that's really a problem when we're facing such financial difficulty. And that's not the kind of oversight that I think the foundation needs right now. I've served on a lot of committees, both local and national, and I'd like to serve on the national board. Thank you.
I'd like to mention a point of order before I move forward. We're here to speak about our own candidacy for those that are running and not to some other candidates, so if you can keep that in order.
Thank you.
That would be much appreciated.
Thank you.
Next, we have Brenda Medina. Thanks.
Hi, everyone. I don't need a microphone. I have my own internal microphone. So my name is Brenda Medina, and I'm running for the national board for a couple of different reasons. First reason is that I've served on the governance committee, on the national governance committee, and also on the local governance committee for the past 2 years, and it's really shown me a lot of different things that have been going on in Pacifica. And some of the things that I think is very important, at least as a PMB director for KPFK, is to bring the concerns of listeners and of LSD members to the PMB. Something that I noticed in the past is that a lot of times our issues that get raised here, stay here, and never make it to the national board or to the national agenda. The other thing that I am looking for forward to is to also have written reports. I think that's very important, not only for our listener members who come and attend the meetings, but also for the other members here on this local station board. I agree with Dr. Wenger about this whole issue of trying to bring more responsibilities on the local level, and that's something that I would like to work on the national level, to try and bring more accountability on us on the local level to respond not only to the national level, but us to be more transparent with one another and with management. Another thing is to also getting onto the board, I would like to make sure to have a permanent ED and a permanent CFO, which I think is very, very important. And also to evaluate each of the stations as a network. What have they done well? What haven't they done well? What are areas that have we been able to improve in some stations like KPFA? Trying to get some of those ideas to maybe see if they work at WBAR or some of the other suffering stations within the network. And that's pretty much it. So I'm open to ideas. Oh, another thing is I'd be consulting with definitely other former PMD directors. Thanks.
Thank you. Our next candidate,
hi everybody. I'm sorry to have been late this morning. I was flying back from New York and my plane got canceled in New Jersey at 6 a.m. At this point, I'm only one human being, so I can't actually separate on some levels my role as chair from being IED. And I just, you know, I'm working 7 days a week doing this. I love this foundation very, very much. I think it's really important, I think, having free and open media. That's why I came to the board in the first place, was because of all the media consolidation going on. This network is in a very distressed state of affairs. The East Coast is pulling hard on us at this point in terms of my ability to like deal with payroll and buildings and things in motion out there, which is why I've made 3 trips out there. And I had to really stabilize what's going on there in terms of that station in New York, WBA, not completely falling apart, because we are now spread out all over Manhattan between the lower, you know, financial center on the lower end of the island and Harlem at WHCR, where we have broadcast studios. So we're saving $33,000 a month at this point right now by getting out of 120 Wall Street. On the national board, boards are, I mean, I hate to break this to you, we are not that effective, and that's a problem. I have been the chair for 2 years at the national level. For what we are and what we do, everyone agrees I do a good job chairing, and I would like to continue doing that. I am the IED. If I become the permanent IED, obviously I'd step down from that position. But at this point in time, this is a network in distress and chaos, and I'm working very hard to do everything I can to save it and not lose a radio station or lay off employees or do any of the ugly things. You know, I'm sending people from L.A. to New York to help them, and I just want to continue doing that. So I'd like to send it back to the national board. I want to get them asked to be chair again. And, you know, I'm just going to keep doing everything I can to see to it that we continue. And so I'd like to send it back. I work hard, and I do a good job, and I'm doing a lot of it. So I'd like to continue doing that. Thank you.
Thank you, Missy. My next candidate.
Hi. Summer, Reed. Hi, Steve. Welcome to the board.
Yeah, welcome to the board, Steve. I'd like to thank Lydia for the lunch today. Thank you very much.
Congratulations,
Doug. Thank you very much, and everybody else. So, please stop my time now. I've been in the back row of a PMD member to a degree because I have audited a lot of PMD meetings. I have gone on my own dime, and I have been outraged by some of the things that I've seen at the PMD level, even from some of our own representatives that supposedly were supposed to be looking out for our best interest, and that's not happened. Has been an outrage. I'm not going to mention any names. I'm not going to point any fingers out, other than that it was just very disturbing to me to see what some of these members wanted to do to our staff budgets and to our staff people from the PMB level without even taking into account some of the staff letters and some of the staff concerns that were sent to the PMB members. And I know some members that did read those letters. And I know some members that took those letters and felt indifferent, completely indifferent, in regard to some of those concerns. So I like to represent the PMB. Why not? I mean, I've been a local station board member for the very first election. I've been here hanging in there and rolling along with you guys, working hard, working from both sides of the aisle. And contributing my energy, my ideas, and I believe that I could do it as well. I have full faith and confidence in the members that are running right now that they will do good work, because I've witnessed some of those members even be impartial as chair. So I hope that you will vote for me, not because I'm a token Latino male.
Quiet, please.
because I really believe and I know some of the machinations that goes on at the PMB level and some of the disturbing behaviors that need to stop.
Thank you, Mr. Reyes. Dr. Reyes?
Yeah, thank you. I think I'm the second most experienced person here. Lydia has more experience in Pacifica than I do, but I think I've got more than everybody else. I'm a veteran of the bylaws, was to write the bylaws, I guess, 12, 13 years ago. I have the ability to come up with ideas that people on both sides of our aisle agree with. So, for example, I've heard Brenda say she'd like to look into this idea of strengthening the board. My question to you is, why have we waited 12 years for this to be raised?
Right.
I raised it, and this is my ability to come up with these ideas. I'm a pretty congenial fellow. You all know me. I'm as congenial as your experience tells me. But most of the time I'm pretty congenial. I have experience as the treasurer for 6 months, and I have a couple years experience on the governance committee. I'm an effective member of the governance committee right now. I advocated for this idea of asking for individual local boards to ask to be given the ability from the PMB to actually become functioning local governing boards, local station boards, local boards of directors, and people, at least two people on the board, there's one from D.C., Mark Sobeid, and George Ryder from Texas, said these are good ideas. The fact is, we have no power. Because we have no power, that's why we fight about these trivial things. If we actually had power, we would have them be able to fight over something important. And that's why it's such an important issue. This is a cutting-edge issue. And that's why you should elect me to the board. Many of you, I'm perceived to be part of one faction, but I get a lot of support from the other side as well. And that should tell you something about me. I try to be fair-minded and work for what's best for the foundation. You have your own eyes, your own memory to validate that.
Thank you.
So that's it. Thank you. Please vote for me.
We'll take questions from the board.
If the candidates could say what efforts they would make to make the listenership more aware of issues that are arising at the national level about the future of the network and stations, and also if there is particularly, do you have any experience with the PMB committee?
Okay.
As a board member, what would you do to get new listeners, new markets, new public, not the people that are currently listening? What would you do to expand the demographic of the network?
There were many complaints before in terms of how the station was at KPK, and we were part of the local station board. And you knew the situation in terms of program changes. And then when you got to the national board, you knew there was a motion in terms of implementing by our transgender program. You know, why didn't you take action when you said you were fixing? I remember, months ago when you came over in front of us and said, okay, you know what, I'm fixing things. Now I'm asking you, why you didn't do if you were supposed to do?
We'll take our responses after. Any more questions from the board? Mr. Hunter?
Yes. Summer, you may have answered this. Indulge me if you will and answer again My question is, I was simply saying that Ms. Reese may have explained this and I may have missed it. But why would you run for director? Why would you not focus on the IED responsibility? This is something, this is not a question of rights, presumably. It's legally allowed under California Corporations Code. But if you could share with us, what is your motive not to allow someone else from this body to take on that role of speaking very specifically for KPSK? Given the fact that you're doing IED, why do you want to do those two things?
Harbor, Bruce Britton.
What would you do to all the candidates, what would you do to help bring back the our base, our traditional base that has and is now leaving in droves that kept us financially solvent before? What would you do to get back into the community?
Excuse me?
What?
I'd like to know for all the candidates how they will deal with situations that happened when I was on one of the committees where one station said we don't have enough Spanish community, we don't want Spanish on, and is this a network wide thing? Do we treat different areas geographically to their base? I know that in New York there's a whole group of people that aren't represented, it should be, and if you want to put Spanish language throughout the network, which I think might be a good thing, what is it for Mexican? Is it for Costa Rican? Is it for those people in Spain? So very unclear about the policy directive on that issue, and I would love to be enlightened.
Lamont will do as well. And my comment is dovetails with John's over there. I'm also concerned about raising more money for the state, so we don't have these investments to fund on. What do you think can be done? So we need a base, but we also need funds from everyone.
If I can ask also if you would like to let me know after the meeting how you'd like to address at the meeting, then I would gladly honor that.
You can call me Mr. Money of Hollywood. Okay. One of the things I think both factions on this board can agree to is the fact that there is no place for stonewalling the agendas of the various factions. In other words, people propose things. Sometimes I hear things from the other faction, or my own faction. No price is paid for completely and utterly ignoring what this board does. And specifically, I'd like to know what, you know, we have a prayer in my religion, what makes this day different than other days, what makes this next board different than the one that comes. That's going out now.
Any further questions? From the public?
Four.
You have 7.5 minutes.
So 1.5 minutes.
In aggregate, for 1.5 minutes per person, 5 people, please.
Thank you. I take great issue with what Marcy Murray just raised, which is, I find it to be ludicrous.
So,
when we speak of Hispanics or Latinos or Chicanos, if we have no geopolitical understanding, then we're dumb. Thank you. Beyond that, I want to urge whoever gets elected, and I'm leaning towards John Langer, is that we must be representing both the interests of your local, but on a geopolitical position. And I have heard no one speak of the listener. The listener has not been mentioned once. In fact, none of the candidates running today for any position ever said, and the listener. So what are we? What are we? Thank you.
Hi. Many people here are concerned about what our listening audience is for the network-wide audience. Each station has its own specific problems. But I would submit that we're losing our audience because we're not programming to the audience that we like.
Right.
We can choose to become the snake oil QVC channel,
or we can choose to be the progressive wing of the public that's crying for representation. And so while I know that the National Board doesn't have direct programming responsibility, it does have some responsibility towards directing the stations that way. And perhaps they can issue some kind of a network-wide record. This is really critical. We're losing listeners left and right, even here in Los Angeles, because we're promoting to the wrong audience. Look, there was a statement made here before about putting transmitters. I think that means repeaters in various areas connect with the valleys where there are hundreds of thousands of people who aren't being reached now, who need to be reached.
Thank you.
Except for summer, I really love, and there's a special reason for that. I'd really love to see you guys vote for new leadership. The question is, are they directors? Are they governors? Are they leadership? The last GM, every time I spoke to him, he said, well, that's fine, but the National Board owns us. And every time anything came up, he said, well, they own us. As though everything trickled down. Well, if the National Board owns, then why did WDA go without a phone system for 10 years until finally they had no way to suck money out of their listenership? And issues like that, why is KJFK limping along in a little tiny debt that they're trying to put on their station to meet payroll? These are issues of the owners, and I want to see a whole new temporal summer for a very specific reason, and it has nothing to do with who she is, a change of mastery.
First of all, I think it's a mistake to pile up a series of questions in a limited period of time so that you don't get answers. So there are only three candidates before for the staff. There are only two of us asking questions. Mine was totally ignored. Nothing personal here. It's just a bad procedure. If you're really serious, you want to listen to people, you want to respond to them, and you then decide if you want to follow up or not. It's something rational, sense of priority. Nothing personal here, but that's a bad way of going about it. And it's happened even in the university, by the way, so we're not unique in this regard. Anyhow, to repeat my previous question quickly, I'd like to know to what degree these people will be independent thinkers but cooperative workers. That's what we need. People who think for themselves, not pushed by anybody else or some ideology or anything, but will work, and that means even compromise, which is not a bad word. If you have principles, you don't compromise those, but you compromise the reaching them. People who will work together, who are civil, but are civil and candid, and will bear this foundation. That means evaluating their elections. It means evaluating our bylaws. It means evaluating our function of our board. It means really thinking long-term, but acting immediately in relationship to that. Otherwise, if it's simply factional representatives or ego-tripping, and I'm not choosing anybody, we're not going to get anywhere. And by and large, over the years, and I beg to differ with John, I have more experience with the National Board than anybody here. Even Lydia, having gone to meetings, not being on the board. And I must say, it's been pretty pathetic over the years. We need to improve it.
I've been on the candidate.
Listeners and volunteers are being shoved to the side. Today I was going to bring Jose, he couldn't make it. He volunteered 3 hours or 4 hours of his time one time. Don Frederick is hiding from me. He's a 55-year friend of mine from Cypress Park. He also volunteered. Both of these peer persons never received a voting ballot. And I was going to bring them in. And I know another couple that went to KKFK that invited on their own, they did not receive a ballot either. So we're shoving the volunteers and listeners to the side. And we're trying to get maybe 10,000, 10% of Malibu, which is probably maybe 1,000 listeners, they can watch it on their LSB, I mean their DSL, you know what I mean? They got computers and all that.
the people in the community don't have these things. Most of them don't, or don't have the time, because they work very hard. Instead of being in the swimming pools, they get margaritas. I'll leave it short. Thank you.
Thank you.